السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمده ونستعينه ونتوكل عليه ونستغفره ونصلي ونسلم على حبيبه ونجيبه وخيرته في خلقه حافظ سره ومبلغ رسالاته بشير رحمته ونذير نقمته سيدنا ونبينا بالقاسم المصطفى محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى آله الأطيبين الأطهرين المنتجبين الهداة المهديين المعصومين سيما بقية الله في العالمين، والسلام على أئمة المسلمين وحماة المستضعفين وهداة المؤمنين. أوصيكم عباد الله ونفسي بتقوى الله، ونستغفر الله لي ولكم. I advise and remind myself and all of you, brothers and sisters, to the teachings of Islam, to the reminder of taqwa, piety, to remember Allah and seek His help in obeying and serving Islam and in abiding by the principles of Islam, keeping away from sins and keeping away from all forms of disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and purifying our souls in for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and remember the life after death and the day of judgment, the reminders of which have come to us every day with the passing away of someone from our family or friends or acquaintance. And everyone knows about the certain departure and death that awaits us, that there is no escape from death, and that however we live our life, that is how we die. And the way we build ourselves today, the harvest will be in the day of judgment for all we have done in our lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our sins and make this Friday a day of acceptance of our du'as, inshallah. The topic of love between believers for the sake of Allah, which in the hadith of Mi'raj we were discussing, in terms of al-tahabbub fillah, that means loving each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and forming bonds and atife, that means emotional bonds for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to mend relations, that means it could be either because relations were broken or because there were no relations to be broken, so you have to build relations between certain people. Have a tendency of isolating themselves and not having much to do with other people. Some people do not care about their relations, relatives. Some people confine themselves to only their own 2-3 people around them. They don't want to have anything to do with, for example, their extended relations. They don't want to do anything with the community at large. They don't see the need of being a part of a community. They don't see the need of having a strong community around them. They don't see how that impacts them personally. Only when suddenly something happens, they expect the community to be doing something for them. But when the times are good, they don't think that this is their time to give back to the community, so that it is all exchange. It's all, you know, the good we do to others comes around, and we reap the benefits of that too. But that's only a very small part of the reason why we do this. The reason why we do good to others is, and should be, purely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this is this value, this topic is often lost upon us. We don't know why we should be doing it. That's why the reminder of that is necessary. For Imam al-Baqir alayhi salatu wasalam, there is a hadith, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. That he said that the Holy Prophet said, Al-Mutahabbuna fillahi yawm al-qiyamah. Those who were caring for each other and loving each other for the sake of Allah in this dunya, on the day of judgment, they will be sitting on a land of topaz or emerald, you know. Like they will be sitting on a very beautiful place on the day of judgment. Under the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the right side of his throne. And the hadith says, the Holy Prophet says that both sides are right side for Allah. There's no right and left, that means. Their faces will be brighter than white. That means whiter than white. And brighter than the sunlight. And every angel will be envious of their position on the day of judgment. The people who were loving, right, each other, the both parties, that is, you know, people who want to be close to each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even the anbiya will look at their position on the day of judgment, that what a lofty place they have, these people, on the day of judgment. And people will ask, man ha'ula, who are these people who have been given this such a lofty high position on this day? And they will be told that ha'ula il mutahabbina fillah. They are the people who loved each other purely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We were referring to another hadith like this the previous weeks, that if you visit someone for the sake of Allah without any intention of repayment, nor any intention to deceive anyone, because it's possible a person goes to meet someone who is sick in the hope that when he gets better, he will give it back to him, like he will remember, you know, or to deceive someone that you are in, you know, you have a good relation toward this person, not genuinely caring for the person. That means when you, before you make an intention to actually go to meet someone, you must check your heart. Check your heart. And that's just an example of all the different things we do. Do we check our heart why we are doing this action? Because if we are not taking care of our heart, right? If we are not purifying our intentions before we engage in any action, that action will not have any result. That action will not have an outcome, something meaningful for us, right? Often it happens, people on the face, they are doing something good. Because they are not doing it for the right reasons, the good action is lost. There's no result, there's no benefit coming to them after that, right? You see, the Islamic Shari'at, in the words of our teacher, Ayatollah Tehrani, he says that Islamic Shari'at has objectives. The Shari'at of Islam has objectives and goals and aims. These objectives are met sometimes because of ta'awun between people, cooperation between people, between mu'mineen, that is. And the Shari'at of Islam has certain objectives and aims that are achieved sometimes by breaking relations between some people. Like for example, between mu'mineen and between enemies of Islam. Between mu'mineen and between ta'ud. Between mu'mineen and between munafiqeen. Right? Believers and hypocrites. They must not have close relations. So the interests of Islam are served when the believers have really close relations with each other. That means they know their, each other's conditions. If they don't know, they worry inside, how is so-and-so doing? You know, how is that family doing? Caring, right? This is, so the, in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the place of a believer is very high. This is why the aims of Islam are met when the believers are close. Because each believer in the eyes of Allah has a very high place. In the, in another hadith from Imam Musa ibn Ja'far alayhi salatu wasalam, Allahumma sallam. He narrates عن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله قال يعير الله عز وجل عبدا من عباده يوم القيامة فيقول. On the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reprimand, will question one of his servants on the day of judgment and say, عبدي ما منعك إذا مرضت أن تعودني. My servant, what stopped you from visiting me when I was sick? Who says that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to his servant on the day of judgment, what prevented you from visiting me when I was sick? So that person will say, Subhanaka Subhanak. Anta Rabbul Ibad, La Ta'lam, Wa La Tamrud. Subhanak, glory be to you, glory be to you. You are the Rabb of all the people. You do not feel pain. You do not get sick. You never get sick. How could I visit you? You know, that people were asking, what does Allah mean that I, when I was sick, you did not visit me? Fayaqul, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, will say, Marada abu akhuka al-mu'min falam ta'udhu. Your brother, a mu'min, a believer, he got sick, but you did not go to visit him. Wa izzati wa jalali law uttahu la wajadtani andahu. By my glory and izzat and jalal, if you had gone to visit that mu'min who was sick, right, you would have found me there. ثُمَّ لَتَكَفَّلْتُ بِحَوَائِجِكَ. And I would have taken care of all your needs. If you had come to see me, I would have supported you. I would have taken care of you. فَقَضَيْتُ حَالَكَ. And all your needs would have been met. If you had just visited me when I was sick. وَذَٰلِكَ مِنْ كَرَامَةِ عَبْدِيَ الْمُؤْمِنِ. And this is because of the karamat and greatness of my believing servant in my eyes. وَأَنَا الرَّحْمَنُ الرَّحِيمُ. And I am the most merciful and compassionate. So the special rahmat of Allah, the rahimiyat of Allah is upon the mu'mineen. Rahmaniyat of Allah is for all. The special rahmat of Allah is for the mu'min. Bande mu'min, a mu'min servant, is an object of a lot of love and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if a mu'min gets sick, right, it is required that all the people should care and make sure that this person is taken care of because of his karamat in the eyes of Allah. Although Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمٍ. For sure we have given greatness and takreem and respect to all the human beings. But this, and the great, the importance and respect for a believer is much higher than that. Recite the salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
In the, another hadith that Imam al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam says, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Man atahu akhuhu al-mu'min fi hajatin. A person who is approached by his brother who is a believer, فَإِنَّمَا هِيَ رَحْمَةٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. Then he must see that as a rahmat and a mercy of Allah coming his way. Anyone coming to you for help, see that as a sign of mercy of Allah coming your way now. Right? Isn't that something we are looking for all the time? Well, here it is. Here it is coming your way. تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى سَاقَهَا إِلَيْهِ. Allah has brought it to you. Right? فَإِنْ قَبِلَ ذَلِكَ فَقَدْ وَصَلَهُ بِوِلَايَتِنَا. Imam says that if he accepts his request, that means offers some sort of help to this person, then he has connected this person to our wilayat. Or the other translation which my teacher makes is that this rahmat of Allah that comes his way connects the person who, the doer of good, to the wilayat of Aimma Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wassalam. And when this person gets connected to the wilayat of Ahlul Bayt, وَهُوَ مَوْسُولٌ بِوِلَايَةِ اللَّهِ. Through the Ahlul Bayt, this person gets connected to the wilayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's now under the shelter and protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنْ رَدَّهُ عَنْ حَاجَتِهِ. But if he refuses to help this person in this time of need, وَهُوَ يَقْدِرُ عَلَى قَضَائِهَا. And while he was in a position that he could have done something, at least listen to the person's problem, for example. Provide some support, give him connections, help, any good advice, help, anything, right? He was able to do that, but did not do that. Sallallahu alayhi shaja'an min nar. Allah will you know, give control to a dangerous snake. This is one way of saying that in this grave that will punish him till the day of judgment. Whether this person is to be forgiven on the day of judgment or not forgiven, in either case, just that action of denying a person help, right? Then Imam alayhi salam said, فَإِنْ عَذَّرَهُ الطَّالِبْ كَانَ أَسْوَأُ حَلًا. And if that person who came to ask for help, if he had insisted to that person and still he refused, then his condition will be even worse than that. That means, if you can help, you don't, right? Someone asked you once, and you know you can do something, give him a few little time, for example, you don't do that, this is bad enough. What if that person is insisting, telling you, for example, my family is going through this, I am going through this, or, you know, and despite his insistence, we refuse to do anything for that person, well, this puts us in a more difficult situation than the first one. And all of this is because of the karamat of that person, that iman of Ahlul Bayt, that iman in the walayat of Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, that is in the heart of a mu'min or mu'mina, makes that person worthy of respect. In the eyes of Allah, then who am I? That makes it so much necessary, so important, that I must care for that, value that too, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala values. In the hadith that Abu Hamza Somali narrates from Imam Al-Baqir alayhi salatu wasalam, he mentions this, clarifies this point. He said, "Inna Allah azza wa jal khalaqana min a'la illiyin." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us from a'la illiyin, right? That means the bodies of A'imma Athar alayhi salatu wasalam have been created by Allah. The bodies of physical bodies of Ahlul Bayt have been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from A'la Illiyin. What is A'la Illiyin? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. Right? Allah created their bodies from that place. وَخَلَقَ قُلُوبَ شِيعَتِنَا مِمَّا خُلِقْنَا مِنْهُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the hearts and the spirits of the believers from that same material with which Allah created the bodies of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam. Right? وَخَلَقَ أَبْنَانَهُمْ مِنْ دُولِ ذَلِكَ. And the bodies of believers were created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from a material that was inferior to that. So the hearts of the mu'mineen, the essence of iman of a mu'min comes from the material with which Allah created the bodies of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam, right? Then he said, "Tahwi ilayna, qulubuhum tahwi ilayna." That's why, because the material Allah created the hearts of believers with is from our material, right? It's for this reason that the hearts of all the believers are always leaning towards us, always attracted towards the Ahlul Bayt of Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. لِأَنَّهَا خُلِقَتْ مِمَّا خُلِقْنَا مِنْهُ. Because they have been created from the same thing that we were created of. Then Imam al-Islam recited this verse of Holy Quran from Surah Mutaffifin. He said, كَلَّا إِنَّ كِتَابَ الْأَبْرَارِ لَفِي عِلِّيِّينَ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا عِلِّيُّونَ كِتَابٌ مَرْقُومٌ يَشْهَدُهُ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. Among the jewels of Quran, Imam recited this verse, which says, "Nay, most surely the record of the righteous shall be in the Illiyin, the record of deeds of the righteous people, Abrar, Nekukar, will be in the Illiyin. And what will make you know what that highest Illiyin is, A'la Illiyin, what is Illiyin?" And Quran says, it is a written book. Those who are drawn near to Allah shall witness that book. That means our deeds, right? Because we are created from the same material, in spirits we are connected with Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, our actions that are inscribed upon our souls are witnessed, the Kitabul Abrar, being witnessed by Muqarrabun in the eyes of Allah, that those are the closest to Allah, they witness the hearts of the believers, something that even the angels cannot see. Even the angels cannot see what goes on in our hearts. The Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam know what is the condition of the. That is the true wilayat of Ahlul Bayt they exercise for the guidance of the believers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He loves a person because of His association with Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salatu wasalam, every action that a person does with this intention of doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for the sake of Allah means in the line of Ahlul Bayt, Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. This is the greatest gift that Allah has given us, subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we would never have understood Quran if we did not know Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Visitors come to me, you all interact with people. They ask you, who are you, Shia people? Who are you? How is the difference between you and others? You tell them that we believe in Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad, that helps us understand the Holy Quran. What defines our difference from other people is that we look at Quran from the real examples of Quran and we understand Quran. The same Quran is with other people as well. They do not know what it means because they have nothing which will help them to understand this Quran. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We humbly ask on this day of Friday to look at us with mercy and to glance with His rahmat upon each one of us and to fulfill our prayers and hajat. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim wal Asri innal insana lafi khusr illa alladhina amanu wa amilus salihat wa tawassaw bil haqqi wa tawassaw bis sabr. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. If you cannot come a little closer, please. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Bari'il Khala'iqi Ajma'in, wa sallallahu ala jami'il anbiya'i wal mursaleen, wa siddiqeen wa shuhada'i wa salihin. Allahumma salli ala habibika wa najibik khatamil mursaleen, abil qasim al Mustafa Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala
اللهم صل على أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب اللهم صل على صديقة الكبرى فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين اللهم صل على سبطي رسول الرحمة الإمامين الحسنين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة اللهم صل على علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والحجة القائم المهدي حججك على عبادك وأمنائك في بلادك اللهم عجل لوليك الفرج والعافية والنصر واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره بجاه محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. May Allah shower, subhanahu wa ta'ala, shower His mercy and forgiveness upon the souls of all believers, the living and those who have passed away. the great ulama, Imam Rahil, and ulama Rabbani, and all the maraji have passed away. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our current maraji taqleed and our revolution and our hawzat-e ilmiya and our holy places and our communities around the world, all those who take the name of Sayyid al-Shuhada, Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wassalam. Allahu salam. A number of current issues around the world. I'll start from the elections in the Islamic Republic of Iran, which are just continuing up, perhaps, or have concluded. This is a presidential election of the parliament and also Majlis-e Khubragan. The Islamic Republic of Iran, because of the architect of the revolution, that Hazrat Imam Khomeini, Alallahu Maqamahu, who presented and extracted this political theory of Islam, this ideology of tashayyu, political ideology, that he called Wilayat al-Faqih, that he put in place, that he had very clear understanding of that many, many years before the revolution, that he wrote about and he talked about that and educated many ulama in this understanding, in this system of Islam, to look at Islam as a system, not as a personal faith, rather a system that runs the society, that can administer justice in the society, that can protect divine values in a society, that can promote welfare of people, right? Welfare of this dunya, this world, welfare of the next life, all of that was brought together in this system of Wilayat al-Faqih that ensures that the society continues to live as a human society, right? Because a secular government does not bother itself with the human and the spiritual and intellectual things. It's mostly about jobs and schools and all of that. But the Islamic system comprises of both. The goodness, the good of this world and the good of the akhirat. Good of the akhirat, which is harder to achieve. It comes in the form of the intentions and the knowledge and the traits and qualities a person lives his life with that manifest in the day of judgment. Actions that bring a person closer to Allah and away from shaitan in a world that is controlled by satanic forces. Elections have been continuously taking place in Islamic Republic. And election of National Assembly, the legislative body in a society, right? And also Majlis-e Khubragan, which is the body, the council that decides about leadership, who is going to be the leader, God forbid if it is needed, right? And advises the leader and supports and, you know, studies the what the leader should be doing. And the current Islamic leader has achieved the rank, you know, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, that he is the guide of all the Muslims in the world currently. Not just Majlis-e Khubragan, basically a guide and a rahnuma and a leader for all the oppressed people in the world. Now the Western media is fond of dividing people. Sometimes they divide along nationalistic lines, other things. And then when in a political system context like in the Islamic Republic, they divide them between radicals and moderates. Radicals and moderates. So there are people who are radical, they go faster, that means. They want to go fast. Moderates are people who, for example, go on a slow speed, moderate. But in other words, moderates are people who are the favorites of the West. Moderates are people who are the favorites of the West. They have a cozy relationship with the West, you know, banking system, with the Western political system and economic system, all of that. So now there's something interesting which our leader has said earlier regarding our understanding of this point about what is this thing that Western media keeps throwing at us, moderates and, you know, radicals and all that. He says that in early Islam, those who are praised in our religion, in our history of Shia history, in Islamic history, when we praise someone, for example, Maitham al-Tammar, or Malik al-Ashtar, right? Or Salman, or these people, who were they? Were they moderates or were they radicals? Who are these people? In which category would we place these people? You can understand this by looking at, for example, what sort of things are being praised in their lives. For example, why Abu Dhar is being praised? Why Maitham al-Tammar is being praised? Why Malik al-Ashtar? Is it because of their prayers? Is it because of their fasting? Right? Ibadat? Are they, Abu Dhar, for example, praised mostly? Of course, this is also a praise. But what is the most important thing about Malik al-Ashtar that he became a hero? It was his stand on the right time. Right? It was his stand on the side of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahumma salam. That it, at the critical hour, he lent his support to Imam Ali alayhi salam. When a lot of people were confused. When a lot of people were confused, right? They had this basirat and the shuja'at and courage to stand up and say, no, haq is with Ali, just as the Prophet said. We see examples of that over and over again. After the Battle of Jamal, same thing happened. People were confused about Taqseem al-Ghanaim and other things, and why we fought this battle, so many got killed and whatever, you know. Ammar Yasir got up. You know, the path to salvation is Ali. And the Prophet said, whoever follows Ali will be on the right path. Well, what makes Ammar Yasir Ammar Yasir? What makes Malik Ashtar? What defines this character of Abu Dhar al-Ghifari? That despite all the hardships and challenges they faced, they had the boldness and the understanding to stand at the right time and stand up and say, haq is with Ali, for example. What made all the, for example, the Anbiya, what made them Ulul Azm was they closed the biggest support that they gave in their times to Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The walayat of Holy Prophet was there much before any prophet was created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the mithaq of Nusrat of Ahlul Bayt was taken from the Anbiya much before, at the point of their creation of their spirits. In this dunya also, the mi'yar of fazilat, the scale of, you know, of greatness and virtue of any person is how much he understands and how much support he can give to the cause of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam in the time and space that you live in. Western media was calling Imam Khomeini a radical earlier. Now they're calling our leader Imam Khomeini also a radical. That just shows that in their definition, moderate is someone who would listen to them. A radical is a person who refuses, who follows his policy of independence, policy of, you know, of living by their principles, living by human principles, principles of Holy Quran. That person becomes a radical. But despite all this, these elections being held continuously in a safe and secure manner and in a fair manner has built a reputation and respect for the Islamic system, right? No other country in the region has that kind of respect. And the Western media will focus on the unemployment in Islamic Republic and will not focus on the 34% unemployment in Saudi Arabia, right? Will focus on the small issues over there and will ignore the huge, grave issues, the suffering of all the people in other places caused by these Middle Eastern Arab rulers who have been behind all the corruption, right? Recite a salawat. Ceasefire in Syria is getting closer, and now the terrorists are asking for a ceasefire. Now for so many years, Syrian government and Islamic Republic, you know, they were asking for a ceasefire. Now that the things have changed, and the terrorists are being defeated. Now they are asking Arab governments coming together, threatening, forcing, pressuring the West to make a ceasefire happen. And they're trying to force Russia to accept, sign in on a ceasefire. European Union banned arms sales to Saudi Arabia. Despite that, England has arms contracts with Saudi Arabia and they defend their policies officially. The British government defend this policy and said this is the biggest source of revenue we have. How can we stop it? Now in Pakistan, there has been a lot of extensive campaign against terrorism as well as against corruption. Obviously, it was overdue, and we can see the truth is being uncovered now. All these terrorists that they are catching and arresting, all the facts are now coming out, which we have been saying for 30 years. How they were funded by which regimes, and how they were targeting a Shia population in Pakistan in many places. And despite that, their leaders are not being arrested, especially those who are running these madrasas who are funded by Saudi Arabia, these establishments, the networks of these madrasas who are teaching this kind of Islam, right? An extremist version of Islam that grows these kind of terrorists and grows this kind of mindsets, corrupts the minds of little children, forces them to become suicide bombers and terrorists. They're not catching these madrasas. They're not catching the big shots, the people who are really responsible. They're still appearing on TV networks and defending themselves. And they are being invited as experts on Islam. This is still sad to see that, but it is getting closer. Inshallah, their turn will come too. For what all the crimes that they have committed against, not just Shia Muslims, against Christians, against Ismailis, against Sunnis, against other populations. Anyone who was against terrorism, against radical, forms of teachings of Islam that they were corrupting, that were supported basically to cause a mayhem in Pakistan so that Pakistan will not be able to do its historic role in the region. Inshallah, we pray for the unity of all Muslims, and especially Shia and Sunni in the Middle East, to be able to defuse the plans of enemies of Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the zuhur of our imam close and prolong the life of our leader and protect all our great scholars. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Idha ja'a nasrullahi wal-fath wa ra'ayta an-nasa yadkhuluna fi dinillahi afwaja fasabbih bihamdi rabbika wastaghfirhu innahu kana tawwaba.
Umid qareeban tanha kujayi, chiraq sar qabr zahra kujayi, tajalli taha gul ishq mawla. دل آشفته یه داغ آن کوچه یه غم، گرفتار گودال خونیم، دل افکار غمهای زینب، سیاه پوش قاسم، عزادار اکبر گل باغ لیلا، پریشان دست علمگیر سقا، نفسهای سجا، نواهای باغ، دعاهای صادق، کسی بی کسی های شبهای کازم، حبیب رضا و انیس قریب جواد الامه، تمنای هادی عزیز دل اسگری، پس نگارا بفرما کجایی، کجایی، کجایی. دلم جز هوایت هوایی ندارد، لبم غیر نامت نوایی ندارد، وضو و اذان و نماز و قنوتم، بدون ولایت بهایی ندارد. دلی که نشد خانه یاس نرگس، خراب است و ویران، صفایی ندارد. بیا تا جوانم بده رخ نشانم، بیا تا جوانم بده رخ نشانم، که این زندگانی وفایی ندارم، که این زندگانی وفایی ندارم.